Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. John proclaimed the light of the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I am pretty sure an angel didn't show up at your dad's job to let him know you'd be born. But that's how Zechariah learned about his son John. Some people call him John the Baptist. God had a specific job in mind for John's life: tell the truth about Jesus to as many people as possible. When he was old enough, after his parents had raised him and taught him all about the scriptures and the promise of a Savior, John didn't head off to college. Instead, John went into the desert, wearing camel's hair clothes and eating locusts and honey. He started to preach, telling people to repent, be baptized, and prepare for the Savior who was coming very, very soon. You might not think that would make him popular, but it did. Crowds of people, children, teens, and adults, all came out to listen to him. That's because what sounds like bad news, repent of your sins, was actually good news instead. He pointed to the Savior who would be punished for their sin and give them credit for his perfection. You weren't announced by an angel, but God still has a specific plan for your life. When God says that he knit you together at birth, it means he made you exactly as he wanted you to be. And if that isn't amazing enough, he knew you would be his child before he even created the world. Now your whole point of living is the same as John's: to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. The bonus is that you don't have to shout in a desert and wait for people to come to you like John did. You can wear normal clothes and eat normal foods. Just be yourself, whether you are walking into school, sports practice, music lessons, or around town. Use the special gifts and talents God gave you to share him. That glorifies him and how he created you. You get to use your words to tell people about the one who saved them from their sins. Then tell them that the Savior who came once is coming back again. As much as that is good news, it isn't always easy to say. It might get hard for you too. Someone might get mad at you, or they may think you're weird. That's okay. Just remember, you're sharing God's good news. Your job this Christmas is this: proclaim the light. Just like John. We spend moments in prayer. Dear Jesus, just like John had a purpose to be a witness about you, I know my purpose too. Give me courage to testify about you as the light of the world and tell people the truth about you, forgiveness, and eternal life in heaven. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.